I'm Steve Miller reporting. Trade war fears push global stock markets lower Wednesday following the resignation of U.S. President Donald Trump's top trade advisor. Gary Cohn was a leading administration opponent of Trump's plan to impose 25% tariffs on steel imports and 10% tariffs on aluminum imports. Wall Street opened down while markets in Japan and Hong Kong closed with about a 1% loss. Trump said he will impose the measures in coming days. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Wednesday sanctions on North Korea will not be eased for the sake of a summit between the two sides. Chinese state media repeated Beijing's line that the talks are the only way to end the nuclear standoff. At the White House Tuesday, President Trump responded cautiously.
We have come certainly a long way, at least rhetorically, with North Korea. It would be a great thing for the world. It would be a great thing for North Korea. It would be a great thing for the peninsula. But we'll see what happens.
North Korea leader Kim Jong-un said he had expressed his willingness to denuclearize if his country's security can be assured. Sierra Leone's voters are choosing a new president from among 16 candidates in a race that has sparked a debate over dual nationality and eligibility for the country's highest office. One voter says he was happy to participate in the process.
So I have the privilege in itself. I'm actually very, very excited, and I've done my part, as you can see.
The frontrunners in Wednesday's vote are Samora Kamara, the incumbent's pick as successor, and Julius Maada Bio, the man who was defeated in the 2012 election. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief said Wednesday,
"It is urgent to reverse this."